Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No wine, he's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he's still. Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
Go. Good evening, everyone. We're back for another horrible rendition of the 87s. For once in 3 weeks, we're not racing Daytona, so this week should be a little interesting. It is an abbreviated streaming schedule for me this week, as me and Robin, we're headed on vacation. So it'll probably just be tonight, maybe tomorrow, for sure Wednesday at Watkins Glen. I do have the guys from iCrash Weekly in here, so I am going to go ahead and bring everybody in.
It was.
We are live.
And then I was like, me, Grandma, I'm done.
Hi, YouTube.
No, nothing? All right, cool.
Man, we got almost...
Hey, Tom Gom,
mm-hmm.
I got a recommendation for you so that you don't... So when you push to talk in the game, in the sim, you're not echoing over Discord.
Okay, so, Kova, Kova. I've already tried this 7 or 8 times.
Yeah, we've been talking about this.
It doesn't work for him?
Yeah. He has the same he has the same problem Nick has. It breaks on him for some reason, or it just doesn't flat work.
So unless you're streaming and just mute me in game, it's a little bit easier.
Huh.
Yeah, the only reason that I'm leaving Tom live on both ends is
you said the button
if something goes down or
is
something's funny and he says something, the only way I can get it is if I have him unmuted.
Why not just mute him? Muting him in Discord would be pointless at that point.
Yeah. Did you just see that shit?
He's also
he just escaped.
What am I? Are they hitting all F?
Trust me, Ben knows what he's doing.
I think they are.
I think some of
these guys are falling for it.
There's a reason he's P2 on the speed chart right now.
Oh, Ben did that on purpose.
Engine inspected. All right, bros. Good luck in your race.
JD, are you still stuck at work? I think JD's still stuck at work based on the
race.
Message he just sent in
yes.
here.
What did he say?
He said, just wanted to wish you good luck. We're all counting on you. I'm stuck somewhere else.
Why are you counting on me, though? Like, you know if it's not a super speedway, I am garbage.
Tom's a speedway warrior.
Garbage. Super speedway warrior.
Oh, man. On this track, the way that it gets, because it gets so damn hot, it just, the tires go. Do we only get 2 sets here?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many hundreds of laps?
It's 80 laps, 2 sets of tires. Ooh, do we got David Duke in here tonight? I got Brandon Sox.
Yeah, oh, I've got Tom with me.
Klein, Spicer, Neben. Good God, this is a packed house. Burris.
Yeah. Spicer will probably take it.
Dude, he's consistent. But I got Caden Rush and Brandon Sox in here. So they're pretty fast.
Yeah, I don't know if they're Spicer fast though.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Hey.
Oh, did somebody drag him up in here?
I did, yeah.
Okay, because I was totally not paying attention because I was trying to get my stream rolling. So welcome to the stream, Derek.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it. No, I felt kind of lonely. I saw you guys all in there and I couldn't join.
Yeah, I've had to kind of pare it down a little bit just to keep it a little bit cleaner in the stream.
We got 5 of us in the same race.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, AJ's got a man out. Looks like he's got to go.
Yeah, Nick, I am alive.
How's your own split, AJ? How's it feel?
The fact that I'm in here with a lot of fast guys, I'm fucking terrified.
I saw Dale Jr. was online. I was kind of hoping he would get in here.
He is not in top split. I can guarantee you that. I have not seen him.
Yeah.
He's not in this split either.
Let's see
well,
he'd
be in with me because he's
he'd
40.
Be a top split.
He's a 4,300, and I'm a 2.8.
Sometimes he likes to stop. Like I put him like I followed him on the friends list on.
Yeah, I follow him too. I got both clappers in here. Klein's in here. Ben Forrester's in here.
I had both of his profiles for a while.
Yeah, but he only goes off the one anymore.
Yeah, that's why I removed the other one.
Is he serious? Robin's watching Duke's stream while she's watching me. Hey, you should tell him don't let number 20 pass you.
It doesn't show Junior on right now.
He may have gotten off, but he was on about 5 minutes ago.
Sometimes he just jumps in and runs practice.
I got Damien too.
Corn, I'm not too worried. I'll get him by the end. I could drive this place.
I can't.
I recognize zero of these people from Talladega. So
oh,
I think we're back to our normal.
Yeah, we're back. We're back to our normal weekly fun.
Which is shocking because we're still at road course week, so everybody's trucks, Class B's, A's, are all at Watkins Glen.
Yeah, but everybody loves Watkins Glen.
I bet people joined this thinking it's New Atlanta and then bailed out because it's Old Atlanta.
Would not be surprised.
So where are the Gen 4s?
Kansas, aren't
they? I've learned not to promote streaming channels in these because it seems like people aim to wreck them.
Thanks, King. I was doing that when I first started hanging out with Corn.
Right.
And shortly after that, I stopped because people were, like, it got bad.
Trying to get in videos.
Yeah, it got bad.
I wasn't intentionally trying to get into a video.
No, you inadvertently got into one. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're famous.
You're
famous.
No, I'm not famous because nobody knows who I am, which is good. I like it.
Well, wait, AJ, did you take him out of that? Did you take his name out of that during that whole incident?
No.
No, okay.
Wait. I did not say your name in that video at all.
But you didn't blur out my name either in the chat.
Maybe not.
I did no such thing of the sort.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this second lap's gonna suck ass.
179.
I did a
Kobe
30.
Got me.
I did a 33.3, but this lap's gonna suck.
I haven't even rolled out.
I don't think I'm going to. I'm just gonna save tires in the back. This is a tire burner.
Yeah, I gotta feel like we're gonna walk
up. We're gonna be running 34 second laps.
33.7.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. Well, if the earlier you lift, the better. At least within the first 20 laps.
Well,
use
nice.
Your brake less.
Yeah, why? You need to let it roll through.
Like, just turn one, I'm lifting by, like, pit road
He's
exit.
Got me by 0.7 right now.
Yeah, this track was, even back in the day, it just shredded tires.
Did he say anything?
So the old configuration to this track, the front stretch was the back stretch?
No.
And
no,
there was no bug like... No, it was the front, the back stretch here was the front stretch.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yep. And it was
he's
an oval like
0.7 right now. So he's in 16th
and
18th.
Into a tri-oval.
Dog leg, yeah.
Was it still a 1.5 oval?
Yep.
Okay.
Wasn't Rockingham an actual oval until they made it D-shaped?
Rockingham isn't a true oval at all.
No, it used to be. 1988 or 87, they reconfigured it.
No, that's Richmond.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, it went from the Richmond County Fairgrounds, which was a half-mile track, to the Richmond International Raceway,
right,
which is a three-quarter-mile track.
Yeah, because every time I see the Walter Bernhardt incident at Richmond, it was like at the old one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old config.
And the worst part is they didn't even get the whole damn thing on video.
No.
No, because that race wasn't even live. I believe that's the same race that Earnhardt is on the window, or she's sitting on the window, right? And he's cleaning the windshield.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna be off the radio for a minute.
Why? He gets out to clean the damn windshield off.
Okay, that's why.
Tom's not in here now.
Why does Robin seem so disappointed?
Well, because we've got David Duke in here. And she's watching him on Twitch or on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So.
TikTok.
Okay, but why does she want to know where I'm at? Like,
oh. Did you hear that?
She's not wrong. I mean,
she's not wrong. I'm actually kind of excited. I got my my seat base today. So once I get back from vacation, my setup's gonna look different. I'll actually sit lower, closer to the screens, and in a normal car seat.
Because you're a toddler.
No.
Oh, I thought that's...
No, that's you. Just so we're in the clear, that's you. Oh, the last time I raced here, I took a fourth.
Well, I
hell
sit
yeah,
in a
let's
big
go.
Chair.
I'm trying
oh,
to
you
get
a racer. Did your mommy get you a booster seat for your chair?
No, because then my legs are too short to reach the pedals.
What's up, Mo?
Luke Williams.
I got a Luke Thompson in here.
No, Lucas Williams is that guy that I raced with at the Valley.
So I have a feeling Kovalenko is going to be singing the caution song quite a bit.
One of the last times I raced here,
hey JD,
it literally went the full length, no caution.
Dang.
I just had a second. Just wanted to wish you good luck. We're all counting on you. Hi, Kova. Bye.
Hello.
Just He's remember, if your tires are worn out by lap 10, you might as well take them.
Hey, see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Korn, I'm always ruthless with turnip.
Oh, Doug Pierce.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? I don't care.
I don't give
No, I'm saying let's do it for Steve.
Get a little bit more noise out of here. See, I'm just going to wait for the 25 to wreck out because it's going to happen. And then we're
going
to go. Why
do you think it's going to be the 25?
Because he wrecked me here.
Oh. Just, you probably said that like 30 seconds ago, huh?
Just playing the odds.
What do you mean?
We going to die.
I just know the guys behind me aren't going to lift as early as I do into the corners, and that's going to just be bad news.
I'm not going to lift at all. Like, I'm going to move that turn one wall.
I like it, Tom. Good God, why aren't we going? Why are we sitting?
I like sitting.
Is there a reason we're still sitting?
Because I'm tired and my feet hurt.
No, you. We're checking up outside line. We're stopped.
Ow. Good call, thank you.
No problem.
I was sitting there, I never even started my car yet.
We had a guy hold us up on the front.
Yeah, if you didn't call that out, Justin, I was gonna fucking rear end the guy. Excuse my language.
Well, I didn't want to get plowed because I knew one of y'all would be.
Alright, so Derek, I'm just gonna tell you right now, he doesn't give a flying fuck about your language.
Oh, he said he had to keep the stream clean.
Well, we have to keep the stream... What?
No. What I meant by that was there was one time where we had, like, a bunch of guys in, like, five different splits, and it was just horrible. Now we're only in two splits, okay. So it's fine. I don't care.
Gotcha. I got you.
It has zero communicating to do with anybody else in his race, so...
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I like to race when I'm talking to people. It helps me concentrate.
I didn't want to be like dropping an F bomb and somebody's like live stream.
I'll list up all of the words you can't say right now. That way we get them out of the way.
Okay.
You can't
follow the 7 words you can't say on TV.
George Carlin taught me well.
Yes, you'd be fine. The other thing is if you really think it's that bad, you should go watch my Daytona stream where somebody jumped into my stream after he tried to intentionally wreck me. Oh, yeah, nice. I didn't give two flying fucks.
Or the stream where Robin was also streaming your race?
Stream where Robin was streaming my race? Oh, yeah, when she was TikTok live. Yeah, somebody said the hard R word.
Oh.
I don't know who that person is. No, it wasn't, dear. You're a figment of your imagination.
Ooh, there are 3 wide up there.
Yeah, I'm not feeling all that comfy right now.
I'm just trying to save tires and people are just driving past me.
Yeah, well, you'll be driving past them in a few.
Yeah, try running top split. They're going like it's the Daytona 500.
I rolled off the throttle early, just letting it roll through the corners. And
I'm trying not to use any brakes at all.
I'm not using any.
I'm using a little because I'm in 20th right now.
I mean,
these guys are not slotting into single file.
Neither are these guys.
I'll just be happy to make out alive.
Damn it. I pushed.
I'd like to make it out alive without incident points and not losing a pile of IR.
Where I'm at. I figure give it some time. These guys will start to wreck.
I'm in a class. I dropped a Class B license.
Ooh.
That wreck last night at Talladega really did it.
Which one?
In that race. The one where I barely held it together.
The one that I got.
Finish second.
Dude crept up my back bumper in the middle of the corner and his arrow spun me.
What's up?
What's up, Buttercup?
And do what?
Yes.
Love
you
too.
Alright. Oh, Tom found me. Found somebody to love him.
Yeah, ain't my mama either.
That's his, I was gonna say that.
Is that who keeps sending you out on grocery runs?
No, that was my... Oh.
That's his other one? Okay,
alright.
That's
his dad.
Gotcha.
That's my wife.
Oh yeah, you can tell these tires are hot. Welcome to Hot Atlanta, baby, where it's 113 frickin' degrees.
Can't be 100 to 112.
Fifteen days straight over here of 115 degrees.
Yeah, I'm showing 113 degrees on the track right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing in mine too, Kova. Although it is kind of nice. After, 21 days of Talladega and roughly every car that runs on an oval, I was ready to move on. But you know what? It's Daytona week next week in the next gens.
Right?
You're sick.
Oh, I have a death wish, sir.
I'm going to be running the A Open so many times.
Hell
next week.
Yeah.
I got a death wish.
Perfection kills. You got a red dress. Lipstick and heels. Sorry.
If you want around me, I will let you around, sir.
Dude, I'm just cruising right now, lifting early and saving my stuff.
You almost cursed. Square.
Oh, you saving your shit?
So my problem is, I don't know if some of you guys know this, like, I'm a full-time musician. It's my job.
Oh,
five,
okay.
Six, seven days a week. And I recently have been helping out a worship group for... this church. One of my, okay, so this,
worship, not worship. Okay.
We're not talking.
I was like, what's he doing with the meds?
We're
like,
not talking about USS Moe. We're talking about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sitting here as like somebody who's been on sports teams my entire life and has just spent my life in a bar playing music and shit.
Right.
I naturally am going to just drop some curse words. And now all of a sudden,
if you're Mary Shovelface isn't happy about it, now she's fucking beating your ass like the Penguin from Blues Brothers.
Well, the problem is the worship director
did it for Dale.
Checking out Seavers.
Yeah, I got you.
Somebody just wrecked.
I see parts and pieces everywhere.
It was right in front of me.
Anyway, I'll make a long story short. The worship director kind of got sick, and she's had been dealing with some health issues. So I stepped in, and I kind of took over the worship band for the Sunday thing.
Is anybody else hearing worship?
Worship.
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 Okay.
Worship. And
worship. That's one word.
long story short, I've had to censor myself so bad in this church, and it's been terrible.
You're just, like, dying a little bit inside?
Oh, it's, and I mean, I'm not, like one of those, like constantly just swearing, but it does just come out like Tourette's every now and then.
So, Derek, I'm an IT guy by trade. Started out in cars, so you can already figure out where my vocabulary is. I do third-party IT, and we'd taken over IT for a church here in town. And I was like, this is bad. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I hope I have good life insurance. And they're like, no, seriously, what do you mean? I'm probably going to light on fire when I walk in the place. And they're like, really? I'm like, my boss is like, he's probably dead. So I walk in and I'm dealing with the ladies. You know, I'm trying my damnedest not to swear. I get to talking to the pastor, and she notices my name, and she goes, are you named after AJ Foyt? And I was like, well, this is really random, but how do you know who AJ Foyt is? And she goes, oh, me and my husband used to go to the Indy 500 every year. And I'm thinking to myself, huh, you hang out in the snake pit a lot? And she goes, oh yeah, every year. I'm like, that explains why you're a pastor now. But next thing I know, or next time I come in there, we start talking racing. This lady's dropping more F-bombs than me, and then we're standing in a church. I'm like,
no, it's that's hilarious. It's funny you say that, because literally the first night I was in that church, the bass player went to go plug his amplifier in, and something like popped in the speaker, and it was really loud through the PA.
Yeah.
And the first thing he did was jump up and go, oh shit. And I was like, oh, thank you. I'm surrounded by people now. I'm more comfortable now.
So,
JD, the track is mad slick, dude. Like, the front and the rear is just walking.
So the chaplain that used to be with us for the fire department, or our old chaplain, was a priest at one of the local churches, and we went to go. He called us to the rectory to remove some water from the basement, and we're like, yeah, sure, we can do that. And he fell through one of the stairs. He goes, oh fuck. And we all just kind of stopped, and we stared at him for a minute. He goes, I'm human. I was like, okay. But, like, you can imagine, like, the three or four of us that were just there to witness that, we're all just staring at him, jaws to our chest. Like,
I would have probably just started laughing.
Oh, I think the best one I ever seen was, I can't remember where they were from. But a guy that me and my dad worked for him when he was like in high school. I worked for this guy. This was one of my first jobs. He built pipe organs for churches. Really smart dude. Had his own fucking patents on a full pipe organ console and everything. Like, it was crazy. Guy was a multimillionaire. But he did it all out of his garage. Well, he had a garage big enough that if he got an order for one, he would, you know, build the whole thing, set it up in the garage, and he had it all set up basically like a church on the inside for sound and acoustics. You could come in and, you know, actually, you know, test it out before it got boxed up, put on a truck, and shipped out. Well, these nuns and a couple of preachers show up from out of town, and when I say they show up, they're in a motorhome, and they fall out. They're hammered drunk. And I was like, I'm probably like 8 or 9 years old. I'm like, I thought nuns weren't supposed to drink. And the one priest goes, it's holy water. It's okay. I think it was pretty sure it was vodka, but.
They're allowed to drink. They're just not allowed to have money.
Oh, they were hammered. And they were in a really nice, huge Winnebago. Come on, turn, you bastard. Yeah, I'm 19 laps in. These tires is, they're, I think they're hot.
They're hot. I think the one car is hating his life right now. He is dead last.
The guy,
three laps down.
The guy in the 10 car in front of me, he's holding me up everywhere. I got Neben 0.5 back.
Neben's good people.
We just had that caution, and the right front was up to 100 or 216 degrees, and I wasn't even pushing the car.
You took tires?
Mine was at.
No, I did not.
I'm switching to the high line.
10 laps in is too early.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I just want to grab two.
I'll take one around.
We just had Mad Lad say he was pinning under green after we had just had a caution.
He got a black flag.
Black flag.
He had a black flag.
He passed on the inside.
That's right.
Which is 100% on him.
Well, maybe not so much because the leaders were not going full throttle when the green flag dropped. I was checking up.
But he jumped to the inside to pass.
Yeah, he went left instead of staying in line.
My trying to get these tires cooled off. Holy shit.
The way it looked is it looked like he anticipated the start.
And didn't get it.
Oh.
So how's your chat band crash?
Oh, it's...
That's so funny, though, is it?
It's kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not too bad about it, but it's kind of doing mostly funny.
I just need one damn position is all I need now.
I just want to know who the hell is protesting that when it's not even directed at anybody.
Somebody who's petty.
Exactly. Probably not somebody going to church.
Take me to church.
But yeah, I'm assuming you all told the story off stream already.
I have not yet, no.
Okay,
oh, buddy.
Interesting. So essentially what got me chat banned was me just like saying, son of a bitch, fuck, because this was, the reason why I said this is because the game not registered that I crossed the finish line and put me a lap down. And somebody was so petty enough to report that. I'm just like, wow, okay. That was not directed towards anybody as well, so.
Right.
There wasn't a guy that sounded British-Australian, was there?
I don't know. That was like a, let's say, 3 days ago. I don't pay attention to my race. Unless it's from you guys, that's it. That it is.
Oh, this guy's skating.
I'm skating.
Yeah, I am too.
Run the high line. I got my tires cooled back down. I'm starting to catch these guys.
I am running the high line, JJ.
They've been running the high to mid the whole time.
Okay, never mind.
I just started dipping the low line for a few laps. Is it starting to tighten up too much?
I'm missing my entry. That's my problem. There's the fence.
Oh yeah, by the way,
so clearly you're missing your exit then too, Tom.
Oops, sorry there, 18.
That is a stupid reason to get banned for.
No, Porky Pig's a stupid reason to get banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got banned for a legitimate reason, because that is directly against the sport code.
Well, like I said, that's not directly towards anybody, so I have no idea.
Porky Pig's mocking the older generation, don't you know, Tom?
No, it's mocking the younger generation.
I'm staying high, Nick.
Because they don't show Looney Tunes on TV anymore.
Which is the dumbest thing. Looney Tunes was the best show in the world.
It's Looney Tunes.
Looney
I don't
Tunes.
Know what the hell Looney Tunes was, but...
Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
Worship.
And Max and Ruby.
Warship.
Come on, dude.
We're going on the USS Constitution. We're going to play some music like the Titanic.
I'm going down.
I'm going down. Wow. Alright. So this bitch really ain't turning now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are having that issue, looks like.
Fucking three cars blocking like a motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Fucking bitch, I'm taking that line away.
Yeah, no, Tom can tell you to take a bath with a toaster, get a warning, but you just swear and, oh man, it's over.
And then the guy who protested Tom points out the irony of that comment as well.
Keep blocking me, bitch.
Just let me know if you're going to dump him, Damien, so I can get out of the way.
Oh, I don't need to. I passed him on the high side, and he tried running me up the hill, and I held my line. And when he realized I wasn't going to give up, he backed out of it and lost.
Through the field like Titan.
That's what just happened to him. He just lost.
Are you delivering five guys?
You know, if I spin it out just right, I might.
Okay.
We'll get ahead of you.
But yeah, I was gonna say, Tom's protest for the Live Laugh posted that comic, and the guy pointing out the irony of that comic because he had the suicide prevention number on the line. That just showed you just how broken the protest system is.
It might have also gotten pointed out in a video. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, Revved Up Podcast. Good times.
Yep.
All right, fellas, my lap times are dropping faster than Bill Clinton's pants on an Epstein flight, so...
Oh, my God.
We're going to need tires soon.
Yeah, I'm down to 35s.
Holy fuck, we just went there. All right.
I understand
where this is going.
Hey, just remember, unlike your Christmas ornaments, Epstein didn't hang himself.
Exactly.
That high.
Hey, I got some laughs in here, Derek, so that was good. My chat just blew up.
Glad to help. Unlike the security guards.
I'm going to have to dial some more rear brake.
Not looking?
Top to the wall.
Hey, we got it. It's fine. I'm trying to get the arrow just right.
You could also dial some rear braking so you can trail brake it on the entry.
I'm trying. It's not going well for me, okay? I need an adult.
I am an adult.
Oop. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. That's on me. Glad we can agree on something.
What's that?
Oh my God, I just fucking drove right down in front of him.
Yeah, well, he just about put me fucking 3 wide. Gave me a 4X, too.
Which guy, 17?
Joe, yeah. That's funny as hell. He says, yeah, we know. Epstein didn't hang himself, and jet fuel doesn't melt I-beams. We get it. Welcome to my chat.
Park it in the corner.
What happened to building number 7?
Oh, God, here we go.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and we didn't land on the moon either. Don't forget that. It's all Hollywood.
Trying to hit you.
It's all Hollywood.
In the corner because they're blocking.
Stanley Kubrick, finest work.
Oh, yeah. Woo. That baby stepped hard.
And yet I ran you down.
Ooh,
spicy. Spicy, spicy meatball? Yeah, Joe, I love them too. They're full of crap half the time, so. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, car's finally turning. Dude fucking gives me a
23, if you
want to
go around me, I'm
going to
pit next lap.
He's pissed up at me.
Yep, that's how that works. You didn't know?
I can make it to the end on fuel.
I can too. I'm about to start driving like a pissed off teenager though.
Fuck, that's a 2X. Son of a bitch.
Must have scared Derek because he's like, fuck this, I'm out of the way.
I'm just chilling in the back.
Oh, I gotta add you to my race laps, Derek. See where...
I need to add like a bunch of you guys, to friends, to the race labs and on here.
Oh yeah, I don't even have you on iRacing.
Yeah. I think I added you as a friend yesterday or last night.
I know you added me.
But iRacing doesn't notify you unless you go to like the actual member website.
So you felt bad for him too, huh?
Yeah, it was a sympathetic.
Oh yeah, right front was 272 at 78%. These tires are gone.
Barely broken in.
Ooh, I gotta dial the brake back down.
Joe,
now.
I actually saw that video where the guy does the flat earth thing and pancakes himself. That was pretty damn funny, actually.
Pancake time.
The Flat Earth Society has members all over the globe.
Is
that the video where the guy tried to? Is that the video where the guy tried to convince the Earth was flat and he proved it was?
He shoots up. It does it about face, and he hits the ground going, "Mock Jesus." Pretty sure his family's picked him up with a stick and a spoon.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, funny thing about that guy is I think he wasn't actually a flat earther. He just wanted to steal money from flat earthers or some shit like that.
Wouldn't be surprised.
It's 14 sitting in.
it's kind of like a lot of political movements that claim to be political movements and nobody knows where the money actually goes.
Are you in love with that wall?
Yep. I'm trying to reconfigure the track.
Perfect.
Give me a little bit of time. Did you hear that? He's hitting on your wife.
He was in the chat earlier. I haven't been able to look up much to find out if he's still there.
No, he's not hitting on her. He is full of making out with her.
Banging Corn's wife.
We talked about somebody who got... Wait, what?
Ooh, we call the wall Corn's wife.
His mistress. Right now it's my mistress, and I just did it again.
I just got an all caps message that said, "Get off my wife, Tom."
Said no one ever.
That's because you're really good at hiding it.
Learn from my mother.
Oh, that fucking three car again. He's got us all stacked up.
This is the 17, by the way.
I know. It would be funny if you got to him and dumped him again.
Ooh, that's a wall. I just went fastest on track, which is kind of impressive.
No, I don't like this spot. Oh my
god. Thanks for helping me out there, Tom.
Brian.
I've literally just grabbed about 7 or 8 positions in the past 3 laps.
I just spun
just from saving
33.
Yeah, I've
eight.
Been just chilling back there.
Dude, my tires are getting so cold, I'm getting loose.
Corn, I'll do no such thing, thank you. Sometimes
I think my tires are hot, that's my problem.
Sometimes we need the wall to turn, alright? Leave me alone.
It reminds me of what I used to have. Talent.
What is talent?
I don't have none of that.
I know.
Or the little bit I do have, it runs out by lap 4.
I would say it runs out after qualifying.
Yeah.
Runs out as soon as he hits register.
I tend to forget that shit in shop, so.
Oh shit. Hi, Eric.
I have not changed my driving style the entire race, and I'm literally running half a second faster than most of the guys.
I'm half a second faster than you.
What did I do?
That's just Eric's thing.
Yeah, he just does that.
What
the hell did I do?
All right, Derek,
I'm just saying tires matter.
That's mocking.
That asshole 16.
Right?
What a dick.
I'm running faster than
somebody should wreck him.
Everybody else right now.
I'm trying to get to the 17. Because he ruined 2 of my Tom kind of. Well, but he's ruining Damien's race.
Oh, I'm just about back up there.
So when are we pitting for tires?
I already did.
I'm planning on running it until we get a caution, because I am good on fuel.
Yeah, I've got enough fuel, yeah.
So do I.
Tom, you got enough fuel?
Probably.
Did you not pit?
No, not at all. Oh, I got exactly 30 laps left.
You fool.
Well, we're 40 laps to go.
40, yeah.
Nope, then I'm royally fucked.
Yeah, I topped the tank off when we were on caution.
46 remaining.
Dude,
I got
Then, no, I did not pit, and I probably should have.
Back I know a lot of people in top 10 didn't pit either, so... Yeah, there was only, like, five of us that went in.
Ooh.
I just gotta hope these tires can make it.
I have no idea.
Just keep lifting early and just rolling.
Yep, there's no more right front. It's gone.
I'm under you, Tom.
I see that. You're not my wife.
Sorry.
Not my dad.
I'm probably nicer.
Yeah. You don't make me go get groceries at stupid hours.
Ooh, she got a little loose there.
Oh, I thought you were the 12 in front of me. It was an orange and white car. I thought back to your old Kings team.
Nope.
Well, actually, that's what happens when Miss Robin's paying attention.
Robin pays attention?
Somebody get chat kicked?
Yeah. The amount of emojis that just popped up out of nowhere, it was so weird.
He's so... Man, we'll just stop right there.
What kind of emojis?
Eggplants.
No,
all
was,
eggplants.
It was a bunch of heart faces and shit and laughy faces and then...
I was going to comment on that, but I wasn't too sure whether or not...
Justin yeah, Johnson. No, if you see something like that, just say something.
Alright.
Yeah, Justin Johnson.
Yeah.
We're going to dial all the rear brake into this mother...
Good God
That's
damn this dude. Fucking 10 car is a dipshit.
I'm just out for a Sunday drive.
I am not.
Well, this guy hasn't pitted yet, and he kind of run me right to the bottom of the track.
That's just so I don't get fined.
That's what I would do, too. I did it to a couple of people. I ran him right to the bottom of the track.
Yeah, but he was holding me up even when I was behind him, and I finally got to the point I had to muscle under him to get by.
I plan on staying out for another reason, though, is if we do get a caution after people have gone in, now they're a lap down, and they can't get a wave around.
That's part of my thought, too.
Yep. Still got plenty of race to run before I hit the end of my day.
I'm good till finish.
How many gallons in, how many gallons in 10 laps?
I don't know if I'm going to get a meatball, though.
I have no idea.
No, your tires won't be that bad if you're just rolling.
I'm going to say of 1 gallon's worth about
I went 40 laps on a set of tires turn up, and my right front was only down to 78.
Okay. We're
and that was 46. That was me running a mixture.
Right. And I'll wait for the right side warning, because... We're not even 50%. We're over 50% of the way in. And
I can promise you. I can promise you. You're probably only around 70%. If you've been lifting and rolling, you're probably only around 70.
Hey Joe, I'll take my 12 followers that are watching.
8's tires are burnt up.
15's coming like a rocket, so his tires will be gone in about 5 laps.
The 8 has burnt up his gun.
Yeah, I see that.
There's a bunch of guys that have not pitted in. We got like 30 to go.
Yeah, we're at about 32 to
I'm
go.
I'm not.
Yeah, just hit 32 to go. So.
Right now, if we finish, I would have broken even.
I'm down 25 right now, but I anticipate some guys.
You can go 15. You can burn your junk up.
Yeah, just let them be.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pit. I can't hang on to this anymore. Getting in.
Well, you're only gonna have to come out with 30 to go, so. See, look at the good races we can get when it's not people who've never run these cars before.
Right.
Don't spoil it.
Like, sure, we just got the one caution at the beginning, and that was a singular car.
He's spoiling it, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
It also helps.
Yeah, like, do you want to give up your position where you're at? Like,
it also helps that myself and the 17 actually were able to hang on to our cars.
See, Riz, if you need a round, just let me know.
Might get you on the next lap. Unless I get a run here, but I don't think I have it.
I'll let you go. I'll cruise behind you.
Okay, I'll stay low.
Yeah, I'm gonna use a little bit of brake then. Looks like you saved them just a little bit better than I have, so.
Well, watch my exhaust where I'm lifting, you'll see, like right about here.
Now.
You don't even have to hit the brakes, you just coast into the turn.
That's where I was lifting.
Car number one just left.
Right. He was how many laps down, though?
Like four.
Well, he's the one that watered her up on the,
Right, first.
He was the only caution.
He is 41 laps down.
That's that curse of being the number one car.
He is 41 laps down. So he hadn't got back on track since that first caution.
Oop, and he's back.
I don't know why you would come back.
It doesn't work that way. You're not getting a new car.
Right. Did he blow his engine? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Blow his what?
Looks like a lot of people are going in. See, Ruth?
Yeah, there's... Looks like three on pit road right now.
Right, but after you passed me, I picked up three positions and picking up more now.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the top five here in a second.
There's only six out in front of you. And nobody really passed me since the start. So all of those guys are going to have not enough fuel to make it.
Evil, check out Crew Chief. That's what I use.
Leader's works, going in.
Works really go. Well.
Ooh, looks like I'm going to lead a few laps.
You could use
go get him, Chris.
Oh, yeah, there is the Jimmy Johnson spotter pack you could put into the actual spotter. It's got more stuff to it.
I'll get you in one and two.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
that's a race lab thing, Mo. It's very handy because even if your spotter's wrong, it's just an extra piece to kind of give you, peace of mind. See, you guys don't hear my crew chief anymore because I've just got it in my ears because some people complained that it was just too much.
Leader pit road.
No. Car high. Still there.
That was your fastest lap of the session.
Inside.
Moving the car inside.
We're wrecking. Well,
there's four
in my
of
case,
us in
the
car, top six.
In my case, the car behind you is gaining on you.
You're losing on the car in front.
Aiden, if you just search iRacing Crew Chief, it'll come up.
You're losing on the car in front. The gap is 7.8.
I think everyone ahead of Jason is not
so,
there yet.
That's what mine always calls out in.
A little tidbit for me is how this thing's driving right now, where it's a little tight in, a little loose off.
Yeah, I was confused.
It's exactly how
I was
the old
how
legacy Silverado drove here.
Ooh, okay.
So if it seems like I've got some weird pace towards the end of this, you'll know why.
Yeah, Korn just said the leader pit road crap was what drove him nuts.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you, man. Like, I remember in one race, the thing just kept saying leader pit road for like 10 fucking times. Like, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, yeah. Can I just turn you off? Like, that'd be really cool. Oh, shit, there's death on the backstretch. Ah, Jesus,
watch out,
fuck.
Damien. 22 is coming in with steam.
Yeah, I wish I could fucking smack the shit on my spotter. Like, dude, I'm trying to race.
Z-verse 22 is fast.
God damn it, he pulled that shit up onto the fucking racetrack.
I knew that guy was going to bring it out somehow.
Why the hell?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I want my daddy.
He drove right back up on track.
Yay, the sweet release of death is near.
I'm gonna roll it on the front stretch when this is over.
I'm hoping to be melting the tires down when this is over.
A17, you live in a wind tunnel?
Never mind. There's only 13 of us on lead lap.
One, do we have to let them?
And two of them, two cars still haven't pitted.
No, I like that.
And
my pace is still
so I really
not bad.
Apologize for screwing up everyone's strategy.
My last lap was a 36, which isn't so bad.
35.8.
I'm gonna put freshies back
on.
Mine
was a 36 flat, so.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, guy trapped me a lap down now. Thanks, you douche.
Leader's running 35.9s. 35.8.
Something's messed up with the scoring.
Oh, Kova's leading.
Yep, I've been leading.
You didn't pit for fuel, though, did you?
I didn't.
Are you going to have to go in?
I will eventually, but I'm praying for a caution.
Oh, he's got about 8 laps.
I got one with 18 to go.
I think we're all praying for a caution right now.
No.
No, actually, I don't want one. Yeah.
I don't want one, that's for sure.
I just got to get ahead of Derek and Sullivan here, and I should be good if the caution doesn't come out.
People are going to start getting their laps back, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to matter.
Unless
yeah,
we get a caution.
Even if they get their laps back at this point, we're going to get a caution. They're going to need to get tires again anyway. They've been pushing it too hard.
Maybe I should have taken mine on lap 10.
If I had known, I would have. Yeah.
Turns out this is not like Talladega at all.
Oh, you think?
Try not to.
What was your first guess?
We made it more than 2 laps.
Why did you just, like, ran in the middle of the turn? Like, I was giving everyone room.
Well, in the sessions I ran for Talladega, we typically made it to, like,
all right, 12's coming up, fresh tires, Damien and Severs.
Thank you.
That was usually when the tires started to heat up a bit. That's when people started wrecking, couldn't handle anymore.
Whoa, 19.
No.
Track temp 122. That's what I'm reading.
She's getting hot. That's what I got too. So that makes sense.
The wind still won't turn.
Now imagine if this track was black.
12, what were your tires at?
The A car is going to take himself
out.
Why
is it going to be black, Justin?
Get back on the lead lap.
68, 66 on the front.
Yeah. You ever stepped out on your driveway? I guess most cars are white. Mine's black.
Bit, but my left front was
yeah, mine's concrete. But I have seen a few.
Yeah,
but
you're
going to
make it the whole way.
Mine's a bright. Mine's a
my driveway
road,
is
so I guess
dirt.
That's different.
Oh no. I had to pit around. I'd
I was say, I know they were
I think I was
talking
along.
About years ago of painting
so,
roads
I mean, I
and driveways
way.
White
so,
to try to keep the
I
heat down in these southern cities.
A lot of people are now painting their roofs white to keep their house coolers.
Well, yeah,
that doesn't work that well.
Yeah, you definitely don't have to pit.
I don't think that would
On the
good,
field, you can go all the way.
No, it doesn't at all.
Well, fuck, it looks good.
God, this is gonna
What's
suck.
What's this, a metal roof? I didn't think it wouldn't look good in that color.
Well, I was way short, man. I was like 8
laps
short.
Fuck about the looks. I'm worried about my fucking electric bill.
There's no way.
I guess y'all's electric bills are high with AC, huh?
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't
really
have AC, so mine's not too high.
$23 a month?
I can't hear you.
One of the things we did in Florida for our AC was we put a put a tree right next to the AC to put shade on it. 24/7 Like, big difference.
Oh yeah, because it keeps the coils cooler.
Actually, yeah, made your stretching work out.
Yeah, but I've been going like on a mini tyrant here. Do not buy.
What is this guy
AC
doing?
No, absolutely not. They'll fucking take your AC away in the summer because they think you're using too much electricity.
Where what?
Not to mention, whatever reason, at night it just shuts off and it gets like the 9 degrees in the house.
God like, damn, I'm getting fucking run over here. Holy.
I love how Severs was commenting about he's fallen off when we were like 30 laps in.
Goddamn, 18 car just didn't go.
You falling off though has helped you out significantly.
Oh, I'm not gonna complain. But yeah, my lap time has definitely fallen down.
So have P2 and P1 not gone in? Is that what it is?
Not yet.
And neither has P3.
Okay, so technically Seaver is the first car that hasn't pit, Damien's the second that hasn't pit,
son
I'm the third that hasn't pit.
Bitch!
Actually, P2 has pitted.
Or that has... P2 has?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Sullivan?
Oh, yeah, he has, okay.
Then we're 2, 3, and 4. That have pit.
Cole was up there praying for a wreck.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
working on it.
Dude, I'm gonna get pummeled in this race. This sucks. Unless these guys wreck out in the next lap or two.
Can I mention how much I hate?
Ah, shit.
Don't bring out the yellow.
I saved it.
Wonder if Sullivan took tires.
Can I mention how much I hate fixed racing?
Oh, I despise it.
I'll take a yellow after 75 because I don't think the leaders can make it farther than that. Or people.
This one's going in right here.
Yeah. Number 4. He hasn't hit at all yet.
I threw my tires up trying to get around.
But yeah, Sullivan hit on lap 12. So. Kova, what you like on fuel?
You're gonna need to go in pretty quick.
Gotta be damn near spitting and sputtering.
You waiting for the make sure to pit this time by message?
He's waiting for the hey asshole, you should have pitted 2 laps ago, you're out of fuel.
Oh, ass. Oh,
no, he's waiting until right now.
Woo, that's a top 3.
Well, we're sitting 2, 3, and 4. So.
Oh my god.
Ooh, that looked like smoke. The 5 burner tires up already?
I think he did.
These guys are racing hard fucking core right now. Oh, and we got us a blinker up here, folks. They're damn near 4 wide up in front of me.
He's running 36
O's.
Oh, it's bad. Like, I know you're probably about 10-15 seconds behind me, but...
Go ahead, Kova.
We'll tear that ass up.
Oh, no. Get in the grass. Thank you. No caution.
He's in
no
the
caution.
Grass. But
yeah.
He's probably going to pull it back up on track.
Oh, I think I
put
it
brought out.
Seven's burned his shit up. I might have this.
Hey, just dump him on lap 77. And then we can get 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
No,
I might not have to. I might not have to, because he doesn't really have that much control.
I'm thinking he was probably trying to race those guys that had fresh tires instead of just letting them by.
Right. Which,
oh, they're in the fuck.
Where we knew right away just to let them by that, you know, we'll...
Oh, there's
our
one
plan from the start was save tires. Except for Tom. Tom's like, I'm going flat out all the way.
Stop fucking yelling.
Your turn.
Okay, my bad. My.
But
my
I want to fucking yell. It's fucking fun.
We should have a one-lap shootout, right?
Don't tell me what you're talking about.
Does that mean you get the lucky dog, AJ, or did you get hit?
I did not get touched. I don't know.
Oh, the one car's
no,
back on
the
track.
21's going to get the fucking lucky dog.
Aw, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I needed the 21, and the guy that was blinking was screwing me over.
That's alright. I just hit the button for a tear off.
Because otherwise, I'd have stayed high.
I do that all the time, and I don't know why. And you know what's even funnier is that when I went to my real car, I was hitting the button for the mic on the radio.
Alright, a caution ends the race here.
Good to know, because I'm right on this guy's ass.
Take him.
Just call it out and have like two to go.
Right front tire is wearing out.
There you go. Yeah, I got that message just now, too. Or I heard it from yours. I don't know.
You didn't hear it from mine.
Two, get off the track.
I can hear somebody's spotter in the background.
Over. It's not affecting you, man.
Okay.
Lucky dog coming high.
All right, here we go, fellas. This is going to be a fun couple of laps.
The two is going to continue to try to drive this thing under caution with a smoking motor.
I am really sorry about that, Lee.
Whoa, Sean Dunham.
I'm not done wrecking this thing yet.
Yeah, you are. You're not wrecking it.
Don't wreck it. We wait till the next lap.
What
to wreck it.
Wait, wreck it now, because I'm in the lead.
I got hit from behind by the 9 car and bumped into you.
Only wreck it if you take out.
Appreciate the tag under yellow.
Sullivan and Derek.
Well, the way that the 9's blinking, I'm not surprised by that statement.
And Damien, all in one.
Ooh, he's trying to take him out. That guy was leaning.
Oh my God, this was not a good race tonight.
Sorry, my numbers are upside down. It's the 6.
I'm doing just fine. Why? What about you?
I'm sitting in like 19th. I might get one more position out of this, but that caution where I was at, the 9 car blinking, really screwed me.
Well, one lap to go. One lap to go. Let's go.
All right, Derek. If you're repping him now, there's no caution.
Restart the blown engine.
No, I'm in the lead. I passed his ass.
Okay.
Are we restarting? It doesn't say.
Yeah. If anybody wants to fucking wreck, now's the time.
It ain't gonna bring out a yellow, so you gotta keep going.
Yeah. Good point. Fuck.
Right now, Corn losing 17.
No, I'm not gonna.
I got this.
I'm gonna stop everyone up like that.
But the two's got a pit. He's got a blown motor, so we should be able to at least get one more position.
Thank you, guys.
Burn down, buddy.
Oh, it's going to be a nice burnout.
Who won?
Derek got her.
Oh, nice.
And then Damien P3 and me P4.
It must be nice, guys. Congrats on that, Derek.
Thank you, thank you.
One?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll get him next time. Yeah, I pitted on that lap 11 caution. That's why I had enough fuel, but thank you, guys. That was a good effort, Justin.
Of what?
You split the middle between us.
I know. I wasn't trying to wreck you out before your burnout, man.
I'll celebrate with you.
Hold on, wait. This car does not want to turn right. Why is the guy that finished P9 doing burnouts?
This is a moron.
Don't be fucking stealing my thunder.
Go shove him out of the way, Derek. Assert your authority. Piss on his tire.
Where is he? Is he still there? Oh, he fucking quit.
Where's that 17?
What a
assert
bitch.
Your dominance.
I want to see what
What's
happened
up,
on
Keith?
That restart now. All right, I'm going to go see if I can't do a flip now.
Oh, I can guarantee that 17 assault.
These guys are going to go at it like it's the last freaking lap right now. Actually, that's all we're going to get. Right. We're going to get one lap.
All right, I got to go to here. Put you to here. Hit that. There.
Damn, that was my first win on a non-super speedway in probably about 2 months. 3 months.
Nice. See, I led 17 laps in that race.
Well, you had the faster car. It was just, I mean, I just got lucky on the pit.
I don't know where the hell Sox is going to go because I'm beating him today.
Brandon?
Yes. He just took off like a bat out of hell. He's the lap down.
Hey, I'll take a 0x fourth place.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You got a 0x first place, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go see what happened on that restart. Or on the start, sorry.
Hey, the asphalt street stocks are Bristol.
Good race.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. You realize if that 17 and I would have gotten together, I would have been ahead of you guys by probably like 2 or 3 seconds.
I was going to make it if that caution didn't come out.
What lap was that?
Third on the outside line just didn't go.
I don't know, but I was freaking moving there.
Because you were on my ass for most of that run, and then you kind of fell back. I didn't see what had happened.
I was trying to kind of take it easy on the tires for a bit.
Oh, God.
So that would be the tail of 28.
Mm.
I think AC? Had I not let you buy when I did, the one only completed 9 laps.
19. Alan, did you watch the replay?
So I'm looking at this. What? The C-Rank street stocks are at Bristol. And then
the two? That's so stupid.
And then the C-Rank Legends Coupes. Are at USA International.
Where'd you end up, AJ?
I wound up taking 19th, and the 2 beat me because he has a higher I rating.
The 9 just hooked the 1 there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny. The top 4?
Kind of bummed about that one, guys. I don't really know what to say. Like, that just wasn't my race tonight. So, it is what it is. You know, I'll take the 19th and move on. We got some other things to run this week anyways before I go on vacation. That being said, I am going to try and get episode 15 out. Hopefully tomorrow, maybe Wednesday at the latest. I'm kind of excited for that one. I made some changes to the intro and stuff. So let me know what you guys think when that comes out. But as always, everybody, thanks for coming along. Yeah, I appreciate it, each and every one of you guys being here. So, on that note, at the latest, you'll see me Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Watkins Glen for the NIS. So I will catch you all at that time. Talladega, Alabama, hot day in the fall. And it's pedal to the metal, keep it off the wall. Darrell's passing Marlin and Jeff just took the lead. He's burning up the track, but look out, here comes number 3. Moving to the inside, listen to that engine howl. Just moving on over to the leader's own crowd. Push it down, stand on it, put it on the floor.
the checkered flag, the crowd is going wild. Carolina country boys always find a way to win. Y'all wave bye-bye. Little Jim O'Davis done it again. The man meant business when he got behind the wheel. I like the eagle, nerves made of steel. Speed is a bottom line. Burning down the straightaway, putting on the show, leading by length with only 20 laps to go. You almost got the sucker one, engine's running great, but don't look in your rearview mirror, here comes number 8. He's a rocker and a roller, and he sure knows how to shut down. I guess he runs.